yesterday, I think I piled on a lot of information, and I hope you're able to swallow it all. Today, it's a sugya that's very negei lemaisa, although it may not look it at the first glance. And that's why I'd like to be sure we have a proper havana. I'd like to focus, at least for the first part of Shia today, on Rav, which we learned yesterday. Rav said a chiddush in kinyan kesef. It's an aleph beis. Everybody knows that kesef is kind of karka. Anybody who learns any amount of Gemara knows that kesef is kind of karka. Metalkalim, so kesef is not kind of. Some people know, some people don't know. But that kesef is kind of karka. That's aleph beis. Everybody knows that. What Rav says, basically, is potentially oikered this basic idea that you have from all over Shas. The kesef is kind of karka. So Rav says, Loishanu ala b'makim she'en kaisen es ashtar, b'makim she'kaisen es ashtar loikon. Rav comes along and he tells us, not so quick, not so fast. This din, that kesef is kind of, is only talking in a place where they don't write shtaris, but in places where the derech is to write a shtar. So you're not kind of, unless you wrote a shtar. If you, that means kesef itself is not kind of. Most kinyone karka, people write shtaris. So that means, as a practical matter, Rav is sort of limiting this basic idea that kesef is a kinyon. And Rav is saying, lamaisa, not so fast. Now, we know that there are two types of shtaris. There's what we call a shtar kinyon and a shtar raya. They're two different shtaris. Shtar kinyon is a shtar whose purpose is to make a kinyan happen. A shtar kinyan is like a shtar kedushin, for example. Somebody writes Hari Yavu Kadesh Asli B'shtar Zu. So that's a shtar kinyan. By handing over the shtar, the woman is married. If you're talking about a shtar kinyan by karka, the nusach hashtar has to be similar. Hare Sadai Mechuralach B'shtar Zu. That's the nusach. Hare Sadai Mechuralach, or Basi Mechuralach B'shtar Zu, and you give over such a shtar, so that is a shtar kinyan. A shtar raya is something else. A shtar raya doesn't say Hare Sadai Mechuralach B'shtar Zu. It's shtar raya says that this shtar is a proof that Reuven sold this piece of land to Shimon, or it says we who signed below are witnesses that Reuven sold this piece of land to Shimon, and they aid him sign, and it's a proof. The person keeps it in his pocket, and later on he uses it as a proof. Of course, there's a difference. A shtar kinyan, you have to hand over. The shtar kinyan is given by the meicher to the lekeach. He says, by handing it over to you, I'm selling you the house. Shtar raya, so you can send the shtar raya in the mail. Send the shtar raya with a cotton, you know, nishlichus. The handing over of a shtar raya doesn't do anything. Shtar raya is just a way to be able to have proof that you sold something. The deeds that we have today are all shtar raya. It doesn't say in nusach, I hereby sell you the field or the house with this shtar. Doesn't say that. It says that this piece of land is sold to Pliny. Well, witnesses it's sold to Pliny. The shtar raya. So there are two types of shtar. The shtar kinyan and shtar raya. And the nusach of the two is different. Okay, the nusach of a shtar raya, of a shtar kinyan, is similar to Hare Atmo Kadesh Asli B'shtar Zu. If it's a karka, it's Hare Sadi Pliny. I'd say which Sada is Mechura Lach B'shtar Zu. One's a shtar kinyan, one's a shtar raya. Now it happens to be, of course, if you have a shtar kinyan, afterwards you can use a shtar kinyan as a raya, because lamaisa is a good raya. But they're two different shtarais, they're two different nuschais, and shtar raya is shchiach ma'id. Everybody has shtar raya. No matter what you buy, you have a shtar raya, any karka. Shtar kinyan are not shchiach at all. It's rare that you see a shtar kinyan. So now, the crucial question is, what is Rav talking about? How did you understand the Gemara? Which star? What's Rav talking about? Is Rav talking about Shtar Kinyan or Shtar Raya? Why should a Shtar Raya be Ma'akiv? Why is a Shtar Raya Ma'akiv? Because I'm not Saimech Das. I give you money, you own this big house. I give you money for it. I'm not really Saimech Das that I'm going to get it for you if you don't give me a Shtar Raya. Maybe it's a chesaron in the smichas das. You don't have to back down, as I answer. The truth is, you're right. Because what do I gain? If I give someone money, I say, all right, let's say I buy a house for $100,000. Alavai. Right? I give someone $100,000 for a house. So I'm giving him the money. I'm telling him, listen, I'm not going to be kind of the karka until you give me a shtar raya. I'm a bit of a fool, in a way, because I gave him the money anyway. I might as well be kind of the house, no? The whole thing is a little strange. But... parish. If you want, you can make it tonight. You parish. So it's a raya that what? It's a raya... See, there's talking about Shtar Kinyan. Why? Ibiina b'shtari ikni. Ibiina b'shtari. Right, but I think everyone understands what I'm asking you, and you see, it's a tremendous nafgamina. If the Gemara is talking about Shtar Kinyan, then it kamad has no nafgamina to us b'zman hazeh, because nobody that I know of ever writes Shtar Kinyan on a karka. So if it's talking about Shtar Kinyan, says not nafkamina b'zman hazeh. Give kesef. You kind of with kesef. This assumption that we have from Kol HaShas, if kesef is kind, it's even b'zman hazeh. If the Gemara is talking about Shtar Raya, then it's a tremendous nafkamina, because l'maisa today people do write Shtar Raya on every Kinyan karka. Nobody ever buys karka b'zman hazeh without Shtar Raya. So it comes out that this question that I'm asking you, these two ways to learn, are like your chayk mizrach mimarav. They're a tremendous nafkamina. If Raz Memra is Shayach to us, or it's not Shayach to us? That's the question. What does Shtar Mechira mean? Shtar Mechira can mean a Kenyan. Shtar Mechira can mean Shtar Raya. It can mean both ways. What is a Shtar Mechira? That's the question, I think. But it says in the Mishnah, Nikne Mekesa Bishtar, and Mishtar Kenyan. The question is, Rav, what is Rav going on? So if you don't mind, turn to the Ran. The Ran brings a Machlokes Rishayim. In this issue, it's page Yud Amud Aleph in the Ran. There are two machlokes in the Ran I'd like to learn with you today. The Iker is this machlokes. It starts Ikaman the Yomar, halfway through the very narrow lines. The Ikaman the Yomar. Now he doesn't identify the Ikaman the Yomar, but this is the Rashba. If you look in the Rashba, this first sheet, which the Ran is going to argue with. The Ran himself says, "Lee, there are not like him." But first, he brings the Rashba sheet. Ikaman the Yomar, that's the Rashba. The Hacha Bishtar Kinyan Dafka Askinon, like you said. That this sugi is talking about Shtar Kinyan. And what's his Raya? Kleimer. Shaloshin Hashnar Be'inon. Be'inyan. Shekaina Ba'atzmai. Shekaisam Lai Sadai Mechura Loch. Ubechi Hai Gavna. Yilai Pirish. Eine Kaine Ela Bishas Hashtar. V'loi Bishar Rishayna. It's a Shtar Kinyan. It's a place, it's the derech to do Shtar Kinyan. You're not kind until you do both. What's a svara? So here the svara is easy. Shtar Kinyan, you realize the Rashba sheet of the svara will be easier. The derech is to do two kinyanim, kesef and shtar. So Tama de Milsa, the chol, b'shem the chol sheyesh lefan of shnei kinyayis, ein da'atei lichnais, elo b'kinyan shu yaiser mayel. If a person made up, he arranged to buy a house with two kinyanim, kesef and shtar, so the stam das of a person is that he wants the kinyan shu yaiser mayel, v'shtar yaiser mayel mi kesef. Shtar is really a better kinyan. L'fisha mayel l'kinyan u'mayel l'raya. A shtar kinyan is both. It's a shtar kinyan and a shtar raya. Everyone would rather have, if all else is equal, you'd rather have a shtar than not have a shtar. So memela, zokter, we're talking about shtar kinyan, and the svara, if we have a chance, we'll get back to it. Again, what's a svara? The svara is that shtar is stronger. It's a stronger kinyan, and whatever is a stronger kinyan, that's what a person wants. But in Brooklyn, that's what he's talking about. The makayim she'ein kaiser shtar kinyan. Afal pi shekaiser shtar raya shu loida al mechira la'al turu kinda bekesef. The Rashba holds that beinenu the shemis. Today we write only shtarei raya. You're kinda with kesef, and the mechira is finally you can't back out once you gave kesef. If you give kesef for a kinyan, then he can't back out. Period. So this is the Rashba. Now he didn't bring a raya yet. How do you know Gemara is talking about shtar kinyan? So now he brings his raya. We shmaitin muchach the b'shtar kinyan askina, medamrinan ibiina b'shtar ikna. Talk at this lashon Gemara. Then he says, if I want, I'll be kind of with kesef. I want to be kind of b'shtar. What do you mean? I'll be kind of with shtar. Mashvin the b'shtar, ma'amishu kind of. Period. So this is shitas Rashba. So again, there are two parts to the Rashba. First of all, the Rashba says we're talking about shtar kinyan, and when a person wants to do two, is going to do two kinyanim, the stam das is for the kinyan hamayel yaiser. The kinyan which is more desirable. So mele, if he does kesef and shtar, he wants the shtar kinyan to be chal. And second of all, if it's a shtar raya, the Rashba holds that this gemara doesn't apply. Shtar raya, it's a nice thing. You have to write the shtar raya, but it's nothing to do with the kinyan. The shtar raya, you kind of be kesef. Okay. What about kinyan mile? How does that apply here? What would be the situation? But he doesn't have das for it. Remember, Kima Kishana Mayo only works if in the same minute you want it to work with Yana Kenyan, so it works with this Kenyan. But if I don't want it to work yet, if by Kesef I don't want it yet, so it doesn't work. What? That's in a place where it's the Derek to write a Shtar Kenyan, he doesn't want Kesef to. Okay. This is the Rashba Shita. I want to point out to you, what's Mashma from the Rashba? If from the Rashba's Lashon, it's Mashma. Then let's say it's a derech to do both, kesef and shtar kinyan. And you did shtar kinyan first. Would it work? The derech is to do both. And you did shtar kinyan first. And you didn't do kesef yet. What? It's mushroom here. That it would work. It's mushroom here, it would work. Why? Because it's a kinyan ayesemayel. The Gemara, when we learned the Gemara, we thought, no, the derech is two kinyan and you need to. Only if together with why are you saying you need kesef together?
The only reason why shtar is stronger because they have kesef with the shtar.
You mean maybe shtar has a mila because it's a raya too. Kesef also has a mila because you have the kesef. Okay, I think it's going to be more in fact what you're saying from Shmuel in the next Gemara. We'll see. In the next Gemara, it talks about shtar. It's not going to talk about kesef.
Why don't you need the kesef okay. At all?
What's the kesef get? What are you getting
right,
from the kesef?
Well, the Rashi was only coming from the like, cat's point of view. Michael wants the catch. He's not making it. He might be talking already.
Okay, what you're saying is very good. It's true. And we'll put that aside. It's true. When we get to the next Gemara, Shtar and Shmuel, we're going to have to point that out. Alright, so we'll finish with the Rashi. The Rashi, we understand. The Rashba says shtar kinyan, it's not chal to do a shtar kinyan. Shtar raya, Rav is not talking. Then he brings the Gemara raya from Cheskes Habatim Daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis. We're not going to go through that. We'll skip down to Vali Nira. Okay, he brings the second raya from Bava Basra. We'll skip down to the sixth wide line, Vali Nira. Now Vali Nira is the Ran sheet, and Ran argues with the Rashba. Vali Nira is up the Ran Vaday the Hossam in Bava Basra b'shtar kinyan has given. Time to the Kesivim. Avo b'shmeitzim, but our sugya b'dechamrina stama b'chol shtar askinu. Our Gemara says shtar, stam, the makim shekaisu shtar. So there it's talking about shtar raya too. Kim shadarka lichtev es shtar lekeach loisam chedaiti ad sheichtev es shtar v'afilu b'shtar haydo. What we call shtar raya, the Ran uses the word shtar haydo, which is the same thing. So the Ran argues, you have to understand the Ran svara. The Rad says in a place where it's a derech to write a shtar raya, like beinenu, where it's our derech to write a shtar raya, you're not kinda till the shtar raya. What would the Rad hold by shtar kinyan? What would the Rad hold in a place where it's a derech to write a shtar kinyan? Would you agree with the Rashba? Koshke. So he says, "Miu b'makim shenagu lichtav shtar kinyan." Toilet to the yasei al shtar. I'm like it to the Rashba by shtar kinyan. So by shtar kinyan, there's no machlekes. I'm like it to the Rashba. Toilet to the yasei al shtar. Ve'ino kainu b'shas nesidas hakesef. Ve'ino rahi de peches kesabatim. I'm minded to the first part of the Rashba. There's a derf to write a shtar kinyan. You're not kind of to shtar kinyan. Avo babakiv shadayeg and lichta shtar raya levad I efshar lo lekeh sheyitlik in the yasei bay shaharei eina kaina bay. Now you can't say kaina with the shtar raya. Shtar raya can't do a kinyan. Ela kishakishanichtav ois shtar kaina bekesef mishar rishayna. You have to understand this. Shtar Kinyan, places there to write a Shtar Kinyan, no machlokes to Rashba Duran. The Rashba says that's our Gemara is talking about. The Rashba says that's what Perkas Kizabatim is talking about. There's no machlokes Ladina. If it's a derech to write a Shtar Kinyan, then till the Shtar Kinyan is not claimed. What about Shtar Raya, which is the Ge'er to us? The Rashba said Shtar Raya is garnished. It's not garnished, it's a Raya, but it doesn't affect Kinyanim, Kesef is claimed. Zok Duran, Linerad, no. Shtar Raya, if the derech is to write a shtar raya, there's no kinyan till the shtar raya. Now, half kuf, what does that mean in practical terms? Let's say you and I agree on buying a house from you. I gave you money. I didn't write a shtar raya yet. So if you get together with the lawyers, we're going to write a shtar raya. Right now, is it my house? Right now, I didn't write a shtar raya yet. It's not my house. Like the rest. When does it become my house? When does it become mine? Let's say Sunday I paid you, and we met up Monday, we'll get together with the lawyers and write the shtar. So Sunday I paid you for the house. Monday we get together, and we write a shtar raya, that's all we do. When does the house become mine? Huh? Could it become mine on Monday? I didn't do any kinyan on Monday. But when am I kind of the karka? Without a kinyan? Give kind of things without a kinyan. What? The kesef was Sunday, the shtar was Monday. Oh. What? It's the law kin. When do I own it? I own it Sunday or on the Monday? The taxes from Sunday, I have to pay. See, if you look at Lashon HaRan, he says that. The Ran said here in this line, Kishe nichtav oisei shtar, Kaina bekesef mishar rishayna. Once you write the shtar, the karka becomes mine about freya mishar rishayna. The chosmat shalay dichtav ede kaina mishigoy sam chedaita. So it seems that he's saying that it's chalam afreya, and ibeina bishtara ikni means through the shtar will come out being a kinyan, but the kinyan is going to be lamafreya. So we have here a chiddush of the Ran. Okay, so b'shtar kinyan is not like it's the Rashba and the Ran, because the Ran's moided to the Rashba. He says it's not what Al Gemara is talking about, but it's that b'shtar kinyan. Shtar raya, the Rashba holds if it's a derech to write shtar raya, kesef is kaina. The Ran holds that if it's a derech to write shtar raya, then kesef is not kaina until you write the shtar raya, and once you write the shtar raya, then it's chalam afreya. This is the machlokes. The Rashba and the Ran, the Gavi Shtaraya, the Tzchal, if you wait till Shtaraya, Nafkamina is, what's a Nafkamina? If a person wants to change his mind, after he did a Kinyan Kesef, now he's not allowed to change his mind, he's B'chusri Amuda, for sure, he's worse than that, but he wants to change his mind afterwards. Or there are cases where you're allowed to change your mind, circumstances change, you're allowed to change your mind, so the Nafkamina will be, if you did a kesef on Sunday, you planned to do the shtaraya on Monday. Once you do the shtaraya, it's no nafkamina, it's chalam afreya. But if I change my mind before that, that's when the nafkamina comes out. This is the all important machlekes here, machlekes rishayim. The shach paskins like the Ran, the simik of tzadik, sekat ches. The Ran brings that the stimas harambam is like the Ran. A little funny, because the Rambam just brings the Lashon HaGemara, but okay. He says, Stima Sarambam is like the Ran. And, yeah. The Rad says later that any time you write a shtar b'loshen ovar, mocharti, nasati. Okay, we paskin that that's not a shtar kinyan. Shtar kinyan has to be, I hereby sell it to you. Not b'loshen ovar, I sold it to you. Sold it to you is loshen shtar rai. Shtar kinyan is, I hereby sell it to you. Shtar is it. This is one machlaikis. I'm going to discuss the machlaikis in a minute. There's a second machlaikis here, which the Ram brings very briefly. At the next two dats, Veheicha shekona b'chazaka. There's a second shailu, which is going to be nageh to us too. V'yekayna b'chazaka. What kinyan chazaka? What's chazaka? As long as you don't say 3 years, you're okay. Okay? Chazaka doesn't mean here. It means you do a kid something to show. You do a physical tikkun to the land to show that you're the owner. Okay, don't tell me chazaka means 3 years, because that's a cheskes raya, right? Not a cheskes kinyan. Chazaka, that's a kinyan, is nal god of a paratz. If you do certain tikkunim to the house, if you do certain, you change a lock. That's the typical person goes and he brings the locksmith, then he changes the lock, his own keys. He shows he's the Baal HaBos. It's his place. That's a kinyan chazaka. Shaila. What happens in Brooklyn? It's a derech to write a shtar, and I do kinyan chazaka. Does Rav's rule apply only to kesef? That where it's a derech to kesef and shtar, you're not kind until you do shtar. Well, no, he talked about kesef, which is usual. What about chazaka? If it's a let's say I did a kinyan chazaka, it's a derech to write a shtar, like it is everywhere b'zman hazeh. Do we say the same nekuda? Do we say chazaka is achayda till you do shtar or not? Zot the Ran, he brings it now. A second machlokes rishayim on this question. Hech shekana b'chazaka b'makom shekaisel es hashtar, kozer Rabbeinu Shmuel. Rabbeinu Shmuel is the Rashbam. The perek cheskes habatim. The kana mishum the chazaka kan yalim tehi. Chazaka is a strong kinyan. Chazaka is such a strong kinyan. You change a lock, you put up a fence. That's a strong kinyan, and that you're going redas even if there's no shtar. What? Sounds like the Rashba that it's totally if it's a stronger kinyan. So it's a stronger. Okay, that'll be like the Rashba. Fine. Okay, Avol Rabban Karsav the Bistavra the Chiyabrida Loishar Al Vavakim Shein Kaisel Hashtar are Kulavas Nisakai Shloim Etzino Shiyafa Kaya Chazaka B'Kaya Kesef Avash Shana L'Kamon B'Brayse Dafav Zayi B'Gemara. The Rabban disagrees. The Rabban holds that by Chazaka you also need a Shtar. Here again, the Mechaber Paskins like the first Shita that Chazaka is Kaina even without a Shtar. Even though the Chayokin, the Ramban argues, Machlekes Rishayim, but the Shulchan Aruch has a pretty clear psak, the Chazaka is kinda without a shtar. Okay? So we have Kesef needs a shtar, we pass like the Ran. Chazaka doesn't need a shtar, Machlekes Rishayim, but we pass in Chazaka works by itself. What about Kinyas Sudar? What about if you do Chalipin, you do a Kinyas with a handkerchief? Do you need a shtar? To machlekes apayskim, kshudder is not as good as chazaka. Right? It's not a stronger kinyan as chazaka. It's chazaka. You can change a lock, you put up a fence, a strong kinyan. Kshudder sounds more similar to kesef. So again, the Shulchan Aruch does not say that kinyan sudder needs shtar, but the Pesachei Tshuva brings Achrayim will say that sudder also needs shtar. Sounds like the Iker is that it doesn't, but some will say it does. That what? He used to send a shtar by a goy b'chalipin and by Yisrael. You mean on Gimelam and Aleph? Gimelam and Aleph was sent by a goy. The bottom of the Tosfos and the bottom of Gimelam and Aleph. You think so? Right, we have to see. Let's take a look. Maybe it's arrived from that Tosfos. I don't remember. All right. So what? Even the Ramban says it's going on the Mishnah, not more than the Mishnah. Yeah. On the other hand, what did the Rashbam say? The Rashbam said that Chazaka is a kinyan alimta. That's why. It's Mashmas Sudah, which is not a Kinyan Alim, does not. So Rachidami, it comes out twisted. From the Rabban, it's Mashma, that only the ones in the Mishnah, but not Sudah. From the Rashbam, it's Mashma, only in the standard. It seems to work out the other. Okay. What I did now is the way you're supposed to do things. We learned to Rishayim. And now we could start to talk. The Rishayim, again, we have two machlokes in here in the Ram. The third machlokes that I mentioned to you are Bachrayim and Bakiya Sudr. But this is basically the Pirish on the Memra of Ram. Now, what I told you is that I wanted to get back to the question of Zman Hazeh, of the Shtaris we write. Right before that, I have to point out one more din, which this is, I don't think is a machlaikis. Who could change their mind? What's Pshat in Rav? Rav said, b'makayim, that the derech is to kesef and shtar. If you did kesef and that shtar, you could change your mind. Who could change his mind? Who could change his mind? Huh? Who's the one that could change his mind? What? The lekeach. Right? What's Rashi's lashon? Does that mean only lekeach?
Only the
lekeach
could change his mind.
Does that mean only lekeach? What does it mean? Huh?
No,
so therefore what?
Yeah.
Which Rashi are you reading? That's not going on the case I'm talking about. You have two cases. There's one case, which is the typical case, where it's a derech to write a shtar. There's a second case where he said, Pirish, he said something. He's talking now where he said, Stamazoi. He went, he bought a house, he gave money, he didn't get to the shtar yet, he passed like the Rani, he needed a shtar Rai, and he didn't do the shtar. Who could change his mind? Now, it's true, it's L'tayva Chalekeach that we're concerned. Right, the lekeach, this takana is l'tevis alekeach. The meicher is sitting well, he has all the money, and he still has, as far as the government is concerned, it's still his house. It's l'tevis alekeach. But the pischei tshuva, again, it's simikov tzadik, it's a very geshmak of two sifim to learn. Simikov tzadik, of Zionists of Ches, go on Agamara. Very geshmak to learn inside. You'll recognize the shach with the rad. The pischei tshuva, Sekot Nehei, writes that Pesach Tshuva says, how could a kid, this is the Tavis on the Keach, but if there's no Kenyan, there's no Kenyan. Anybody could change their mind. Even though this is the Tavis on the Keach. But if anybody wants, if the Meicher wants to change his mind, the Meicher can also change his mind. Because a Kenyan is a Kenyan. Either you did the Kenyan or didn't do the Kenyan. If you did the Kenyan, nobody could change his mind. If you didn't do the Kenyan, both could change their mind. So that's the Pesach Tshuva from a number of Achrayinim. That either person can change his mind. Either one can change his mind. Now, any time that there's no Kenyan, yeah. If there's no Kenyan, there's no Kenyan. So either one can change his mind. I don't think it's a machlaikis. This is the din in Rav's memra. So derech to write a shtar, it's a derech to write a shtar. If you wrote gave the kesef, you didn't write the shtar, who could change his mind? The either one, the kach or the meicher, because the kinyan's not done. I'll get you in a second. What about the second case of the Gemara? Pirish. If he explained himself, he explained himself. If he says, "If I want, I'll be kind of a kach. I want to be kind of a shtar." What's there? So there. Well, let's look at the Lashon Gemara. The one who's going to say it is usually the lekach. The meicher is not worried. He has the money. He has the house. He has everything. Pirish, the other Avidi Baravin, Zavanara Amar. Ibo ina bakaspe ikni, ibi ina bishtara ikni. Ibi ina bakaspe ikni, di visa la maheder, la batiso atrisu. Ibi ina bishtara ikni, ibi ina maheder, had arabi. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his notes to the Shulchan Aruch, writes that only the lakeach could be chaser by Pirish. Because what is Pirish? Pirish is, I'm doing a kiki kasif, by making it tonight. If I want, I can fall charat. So, Pirish, Zavt Rabbi Kiva Eger, only the lekeach could be chayzer, not the meicher. Rabbi Kiv Eger is not arguing against the Pesach Tshuva. If you learn the Shulchan Aruch quickly, it sounds like a Machlaikas Pesach Tshuva, Rabbi Kiv Eger. It's not a Machlaikas. Pesach Tshuva is going on the first member of Rav, where it's a derech to write a shtar. He says, if you don't write the shtar, both of them could be Chayzer. Rabbi Kiv Eger is going on the second case, in Pirish Pirish, Kihad Ravidi. There he says, only the Lekeh could be Chayzer. Okay? I think we covered everything it says pretty much in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch. So now you're ready to pass in Shilas, okay? Shaila is first Shaila, which we're not so ready for, is the Shaila Bizman Hazeh. It's the Derech to give money, to write a shtar, and to file the shtar by the county clerk, what we call here in America the county clerk. In Eretz Yisrael, it's called Tabu. Anybody who ever bought a house knows Tabu is the government office where they register Kinyan and Karka. It's a typical Israeli bureaucracy. They have two government agencies that do the same thing. Tabu is the infamous one where everyone gets headaches from. There happens to be another one. It's a little complicated the way it works in Eretz Yisrael. But when you look in, if you look in the Pesachei Choshen, he has an arichas on this. He talks about Tabu. So if you don't know what Tabu is, Tabu is an acronym for something. I don't know exactly what it stands for. But like, you know, like IRS, so there they have Tabu. So there you file the shtar at this Tabu, and then it's... Now, I don't know what the law is in Eretz Yisrael. In America, the law isn't that you must file with the city clerk. There's no such law. I could buy a house from you and not file. I'm not obligated to file. The truth is, some people have reasons they prefer not to file. There could be legal reasons that a person prefers not to file. If there's a previous mortgage on a house, you buy a house, you want to assume the mortgage, and the bank has a right to recall it. If you file, the bank will find out. If you don't file, the bank won't know that the house was sold. And as long as they don't recall it, so it's... There are people, the mice, who have perfectly legal reasons for not filing. There's no law that you have to file. As a matter of fact, you can file 10 years later, and it's not against the law. You could file 10 years later and write that it was 10 years ago. And they'll file it that it was 10 years ago. There's no Dina de Machus. The Chazayish has a piece on this Shaila, whether you have to file. It's big Arichus on the Inyan of Dina de Machus. It's not again to us in America. There's no Dina de Machus you have to file. It's perfectly legal to not file. The government provides a service for you. They charge you for it. They have a service that if you file, and nobody challenges the filing, that the filing is assumed to be true, and that's the law. So the Indian of Dina Machusa, which the Chazaydish is done on, when he talks about the Shaila, is not Negea to us in the United States. I'm not sure it's Negea the way it is today in Israel. What he wrote was written in 1948. And since then, a lot of things changed. His profession seems to be noted that it's not even Negea today in Israel. There's no Indian of Dina Machusa. So when people yesterday, when I mentioned, they talked about Dina Machusa, it's not Negev. So this is the Shaila. There are a few tshuvas where these things actually happened. One is in the Divrei Malkiel, Chelek Dalet, Tshuva Kuf Mem Gimel. It's a nice tshuva to look in. Once you learn the Gemara, it's very geschmack. The case was, now he doesn't use the word tabu, he uses some other term, which was in his days. But Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, someone sold a house to Reuven, and he wrote a shtar, and he wrote the shtar, and in the contract he wrote that whenever Reuven says he wants to file, I'm mechuyev, I'm mechayev myself, I'll file whenever he wants to file. That he was the mechuyev was mechayev himself. That whenever Reuven, who paid for the property, wants to file, he's obligated to go and file with him. That's what he wrote. Lekech was Reuven, there's a Meicher. I'm not giving the Meicher any names. There's Meicher. And there's Reuven the Lekech. Then, a little while later, the Meicher went and he sold the house to Shimon. Same exact house. He sold to Shimon. And with Shimon, he went to the county clerk, the city clerk, and he filed. He filed and he sold it to Shimon. So now, there's a Din Torah between the three of them. Reuven says it's my house. I was kind of first. Shimon says it's my house. I was kind of first. So the question is, who's right here? Now, obviously, the Meicher can't keep the money that he got from both. It would be a good situation if you could do that. The Meicher has to return money to one. And that Mistam, he got more money from the second one. He'd rather return to the first one, you know, say it was never a Kenyan, and return the money to you. I'll get the higher amount. This is a Shaila. Why did it start there, Shaila?
The
wrote a Shtar.
The first guy wrote
a Shtar. But he never filed a Shtar. And the second person, he wrote it and he filed it. So how would you look at this deal? What type of chazaka? Oh, she's saying he's very good. Okay, 1 second. Before that, what about the Etzem Shaila? What? Okay, good. The Shaila, what's a Shaila? Shtar Mecher, a Shtaraya. Nobody writes Shtar Kim. Shtar was a Shtaraya, but we pass right the rap. It's Gemara applies to Shtar. See, what you said is not true, and what he says is not a truth. Well, what do you say? What's a Tolian? You don't have to pass him, but tell me what's a Tolian. What's the Pashtus of Shaila? Huh? What's the Pashtus of Shaila? It's a Shtaraya, it wasn't a Shtaki, it was a Shtaraya. And we pass it like the Ran. What's the Nidain? What?
It seems simple. So
what seems simple?
He wrote a Shtaraya, he gave him money, he wrote a Shtaraya. What does filing have to do? He said filing is nothing to do.
What does filing have to do with it? It's a Shaila. What does filing have to do with it? The question is, if in this Medina, it's the Derech to give Kesef, write a Shtar and file a Shtar, maybe there's no Smichas Das until you write a Shtar and file a Shtar. What? I think it's a Shaila. What?
You don't have to do it. Why should the Smichas?
But it's a Derech. Everyone does it. The derech is to do it. Just like Rav says, the derech to write a shtar is the derech to write a shtar. It's the derech to file, it's the derech to file. I hear what you're saying. Alright, so there are two shaila. One shaila is, you have to wait for the filing, for the kinyan. The second shaila is, even in Tiflami you're right. Such a simple shaila. So what? So he wrote the shtar, and it's Nigmar Kenyan. On that in Tinsalimer, you're right, it would be simple. I mean, on the other, the second child, on the second in Tinsalimer. Let's say that it's a derech to file, and therefore it's not chal till you file. Who has a right to be chayzer? Is it the meicher that has a right to be chayzer between the shtar and the filing? Or is it only lekeach? Lekeach wasn't chayzer, the meicher was chayzer. What he paskins is that the writing of such a shtar is this deal is the case of Yiparish Parish. What he says is the following. He says, if you wrote the shtar raya already, the shtar raya was given to the lekeach, he has the shtar raya. There's just a tenai that when I want, we're going to go to the county clerk, and when I don't want, we're not going to go. That's Yiparish Parish. What's he saying? He's saying it's up to me. If I want that it should happen with the shtar, it should happen with the shtar, it happens. If I don't want, then it won't happen. So that means he left it up to himself. So the Divrei Makil paskins that shtar, that this is the case of Yiparish Parish. Lekeach could be chayzer. In this case, the Meicher was chayzer. He has no right to be chayzer. And the Neila, the first Bechira is Chal and not the second Bechira. As a tziruf, in Halacha you always try to add tziruf into your psak. As a tziruf, he adds the Rajba Shita, which is Mitzarev. According to the Rajba, it's Pashit, the Kesef itself is a Kenyan. So he has a tziruf of the Rajba Shita. And Lamaisa, this is what he paskins. He paskins that if you made up the file, it's Kikilu, Yipirish, Pirish. And the Neila, the Lekeach could be Chayzer, and the Meicher can't be Chayzer. That's his psak. There's a second tshuva, and there are a number of tshuvas. This is all collected beautifully. There's a Sefer Pisrei Chayshin, it's a set of actually 8 volumes on Hilchis Cheshev Yishpat. It's a nice good sefer to get used to because he's malakit. And in his sefer on Kinyanim, it's called Kinyanim, but here, whoever put the name on the side of this binding in the it's in the Halachas Svarim by Pei Pesei Chayshim, says Hilchis Mechira is something else, Mechira v'Hasiras or something, but it's the same Mechira Matana. It says Hilchis Mechira Matana. It's the same bar. It's the same thing. He has there in the Perek Beis. I remember which ice it was. I don't remember either. Right? He has a nice arichus on it. I think it's his tes or so. On the top, he brings the machlaikis. On the bottom, he brings the nidai. The second tshuva is a tshuva nimri yashin. The me'arik, which was also in the 1900s, chelik peisim mitzadik hei. Very interesting case. Reuven and Shimon were neighbors. Shimon put in an oven, a brick oven, which was very big, and it went onto the property of Reuven. So Shimon built something onto the property of Reuven, and it's been there for many, many years. Been there for 20 years already. And now Reuven died, and Reuven's Yashima here. Shimon says the following. Shimon says, when I built this oven, okay, today nobody builds ovens in their backyards. Okay, build a garage. I built the garage out and went into your property. Shimon says, now I paid your father for this karka. I paid him for it with the kinyan kesef, and I bought the karka from him, and I made up with him that whenever I want, we're going to go file it at the city clerk. Reuven was my good friend. I was never chayshin him for anything. I never took him to file it. It's already 20 years. But now that his children yarshined, I want you should come with me. Your father was mechayiv yourself with a kinyan sudr that the karka is mine. And whenever I want, we're going to file it by the city clerk. So now I'm teveya you to come. So they asked him, do you have a shtar? Do you have a shtar? So he said, you know, we wrote a shtar raya, b'shas ma'aseh, but I lost it. I don't have it anymore. It's 20 years already. And af al pi kein, I want you to come. So, first of all, how do you see this right away? What? Good time, huh? First of all, it's Reuven, but he shouldn't have believed. Bad sense.
That's awesome.
Is he believed?
That's awesome.
He has a pesh awesome. No, it looks like it's Reuven's field house, right? It's the Reuven's Pumar Bible line, Shimon's Bible line, it juts into his.
But you see that I've been there, he has with Chazakim's pesh awesome.
So here he has a Cheskis Gimel Shanim. Here you can say Cheskis Gimel Shanim, right? He has a Cheskis Gimel Shanim. Oh, but that's like every Chazaka. If I'm on a property for 3 years, Cheskis Gimel Shanim, I can lose my shtar of an Inish, the person doesn't lose. But doesn't matter, too late. In the father's lifetime, the father would have said, I never sold it, he wouldn't be believed. Because Shimon has a Cheskis Gimel Shanim. So the Yarshim are no better than the father. So he's 100% believed. Whatever he says, he's believed that it was his karka, he paid Kesef for it, they never fought. So the Yarshim come along, you know what the Yarshim said? Yarshim said, we believe you. You did a kinya kesef, you never did a kinya shtar. We want to be chayzer. We have whatever kayach our father had. So now we want to be chayzer. You did a kesef and not shtar. Rav says, if you do kinya kesef without kinya shtar, you could be chayzer. So here there was a kinya kesef. There was never a kinya shtar. There was never a raya of a shtar. And it was never filed. So we want to be chayzer from the whole mekach now. Because... we believe you. You have Cheskel Mashadim. Cheskel Mashadim means you believe. We believe you. We want to be Chayzer. We want the property back. We'll give you your money back. And everything's off. This is a shad. Ribbis?
He's
in for 20 years. He's in for 20 years. They'll charge him then for the 20 years also. Yeah. Okay, no. So let me... I hear what you're saying. So he says... I'll tell you what he says, but I think it's more important what he doesn't say. What he says, he has three reasons why Shimon keeps the karka. He has three reasons. He says, first of all, he was kind of chazaka over all the years. All these years, he did improvements. He did kinyan chazaka. And we paskin like the Rashbam. The chazaka works, even without a shtar. Why the Divrei Makil didn't say this, I don't know. Maybe the Divrei Makil's case, or maybe the Metzius, there wasn't a such thing, it didn't happen. He says, first of all, there was Kinyan Chazaka works. Second of all, it was a Kinyan Sudr, which you yourself, which he had said, it was a Kinyan Sudr. So Kinyan Sudr, it's a Machlaikis, it does a Machlaikis Acharayim. Kinyan Sudr in a place where it's a Derech to write a Shtar, it's a Machlaikis, but okay, but it's Lamaisa, you have Kinyan Chazaka, you have Kinyan Sudr. This is a third thing. Very interesting psak. He says that even in Rav's case, if you wait as man Rav, you wait a very long time, if you wait 10 years, right, I do a kinyan with you, I buy real estate, and we make up a radish darayah. 10 years pass, we still didn't do it. What are we thinking? What are we thinking for the 10 years? That I'm using it for 10 years, we still didn't finalize the kinyan. It's ridiculous. And he doesn't say how many years. He says this was as man Rav, this was many years. As man Rav, Rav's thing lapses. The Rav's thing that you have to wait till a shtar raya, it lapses after a certain amount of time, whatever Zman Rav is. If there's Zman Rav, they will mechel the Tanai of shtar, and the kinyan kesef is chal amafreya. Now that's a very big chiddush. This is the kud. It's very mistaver. It's very mistaver in the etzem nidayim of what's going through their mind. But it's a chiddush because they never did another kinyan. But he says that his man Rav, those are his three nekudas. It's a very nice psak. You sign and lose, Shimon wins, but okay. That's the psak halacha. What seems to be a chiddush in this psak is he doesn't say that since you wrote a shtar, but you never gave it to anybody, but you never filed it, so writing a shtar and never filing it, that's good enough, writing a shtar, even though you never filed it. He doesn't say that. Because he kind of did, we wrote a shtar, we just never filed it. So we all assumed, and you named that for pashtus, that if you write a shtar, if you don't file it, that doesn't matter. He seems to name on the other way, that if you write a shtar and you didn't file it, it's taka taina, taka tviya. So he seems to name on, in this nekuda, that writing a shtar, not filing it, is a taina, it's a tviya. What? He's believed. He's believed he has Cheskes Gimel Shana. Now, is he believed only for the Kesef and not for the Shtar? How it could be done. Maybe to say I had a Shtar with Tevasai. No, because remember, he would be believed to say that I did a Kinyan Gomor. He'd be believed to say anything after 3 years. He could say the Chazaka, which works. So Memela, he's believed to say, as a Migla, he could have said I did a Kinyan Gomor. So he's believed to say I did Kesef and Shtar. He's believed to say any Kenyan. I don't even need a Miku. He's believed to say he did a Kenyan. So he's believed to say Kesef Mishnah. So Kapanim, these are the two Shuvas on the union. They seem, in the underlying thing, to take on different positions. The Rebbe Makiel says that the way we do it is like Iparish-Parish. And the Rebbe Yosher seems to say that it's not Iparish-Parish. You still need something. Alright, but he says Chazaka will work. I don't know why the Rebbe Makiel didn't say the Chazaka works. But al kapanim, you have the two, you do chazaka, which is almost always the case, then it works. We still would seem to be a nafkamina in a case, my case, where Sunday you sat down and you did kesef, Monday you did a shtar, and Tuesday you're going to file. So between Sunday and Monday is garnished. Between Monday and Tuesday, the Divrei Malkiel says it's the parish parish. The Imre Yashas seems to say, I didn't see the tshuva inside, unless it was brought down, seems to say, if I care. He brings from the Pahantik of Paiskim, he brings from the Michas Yitzhak that says that filing is not ma'akiv. And I looked up the Maramakim he has for the Michas Yitzhak. It seems to be either a misprint or I didn't see it, but he brings from the Michas Yitzhak, Dayan Weiss, that the filing is not ma'akiv. But Akopanim, this is the innocent member of Rav, which has so much of a broader application. Okay, I wanted to move Ubishtar. Let's see the Gemara. Minalan, Ilayma Mishum Dixiv, Vikasa Besefer, Vikasim, Vahayid Eidim, Varmichtar Ayiv Almahu. You want to know Shtar Kinyan? What's the Makar for Shtar Kinyan? Elamehacha, Vaeka, Chesefer, Hamikne, which is a Shtar Mikne, Shtar Kinyan. Omar Shmua. Loishan, Olubishtar Matan. Abu Bemecha, Loikodachi, Loidamin. Is this Shmuel the same thing as Rav, just like a mirror image of Rav? Rav said Kesef doesn't work without Shtar if it's a Derech to write a Shtar. Shmuel says Shtar itself doesn't work unless you get Kesef. Is it sort of the same thing backwards? I think it is, right? What? What's Rashi's lashon? What's Rashi saying? What's Rashi? Rashi and David, like Gamer, Michael, Makar, the Kibbutz, I've got the Kibbutz, and Boy Shtara, that's the parish. So Rashi says they go together. The Rav and Shmuel go together. So you need Rashi saying Damim Boy Shtar, Shtar Boy Damim. So Rav and Shmuel are coming from two ends of the same thing. As someone said before, Rav is talking with Tevis Alekeach. And the cat gave money, he could say, he still wants a shtar. Shmuel is talking with Tevis HaMeicher. Right? With Tevis HaMeicher, that the Meicher says, without money, I'm not Gomer HaMeicher. So that's Shmuel's memra. Question is about comparing it. Would Shmuel be mighty, pirish, pirish? Which will be mighty perish perish. Summer. No? What does the Gemara say? Masav Rav Mamnuna, Bishtar Ketzai, Kosov Alei Al Nayar El Acheres, Af Pisha Eim Beim Shov Apruta Sadei Mechura Lach Sadei Nesuna Lach Aizu Mechura Nesuna. So we see Veferish Vakeret, Hu Maisav Alom Mefarek Lach B'mai Chesedei Amnei Rasa. So what's happening here, it's very interesting. Rav said a Memra, the Gemara said an exception. The Parish Parish. Shmuel said a Memra, and the Gemara says an exception. That's an exception. So it's an interesting thing. Why didn't they both say the same exception? I don't know. Why didn't Shmuel say parish parish?
Parish only comes from Malikea.
Because he parish parish. So Rav didn't say Mechasad Amnei Rasa because that only comes from the Meicher, not Malikea. Shmuel didn't say parish parish because that would only come from Malikea. Maybe the Meicher will also say Iba'ina. So the question is, what does Shmuel mean? Does he mean it could only come from the Lekeach in Parish Parish? Why is it the Meicher wants to be Parish that I want to have the only right to go back on it? That's not Clark from the Gemara. What? The Riazakin says, which Riazakin? Parish? Echad Mehem. Oy Meicher, Oy Lekeach. See, he says you could do that when you get Kesef in that Shtar. Does he owe that way by Shtar in that Kesef? I think the deceivers is misupik in this. What? Yeah, Shmuel. Yeah, Shmuel's case. Okay, I think the deceivers is misupik in this din. I don't think we're going to spend time on it. Deceivers is misupik if the memra of the parish parish would apply to Shmuel's din too. Rav Ashi Amar ben Matana bikishlin alai v'lama kasev al asher mecher kadei liapis es kaychay. Okay, mecher has a yipoy kayach. Right. I'd like all of you certainly have gone ahead to chazer over Rav's memory in Shulchan Aruch, the Mikuf Tzadiks of Zayin and Ches. Tomorrow we'll go right into Gemara. We'll some get into Kinyan Agav. We'll turn the page, but please make sure you chazer over this.